Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto used to be Movie City, a place with countless films in production, competing for access to location shots and studio space, dozens of screens showing the latest releases, and over 100 film festivals showcasing upcoming hits. But that was pre-COVID, pre-pandemic. Now the city is so dead, you can almost hear a pin drop. But don't panic, movies are still being shown. The Lavazza Drive-In Film Festival continues at Ontario Place, showing everything from Bollywood comedies to Italian dramas to crowd pleasers from Brazil, the United States, and China. Go to icff.ca for tickets. And if you want to stay home this weekend, don't miss the Toronto Arab Film Festival, premiering features and short films online from Canada around the world today through Sunday, the 26th. Films are all free or pay what you can. For more information, go to arabfilm.ca. This week, I'm looking at two new productions, a glamorous documentary and a human TV drama, both with an Australian connection. There's an Australian who wants to be deported to Germany and a German fashion photographer who finds refuge in Australia. Helmut Newton, The Bad and the Beautiful, directed by Gero von Böhm. Are the high fashion photographs you see in magazines like Vogue revolutionary and sexually subversive looks at our culture? Or are they violent, misogynistic views of women? Or both? A new documentary asks these questions about the photos of renowned photographer Helmut Newton, as well as the story of his life. He's born in 1920 into Weimar, Berlin. His father owns a factory that makes buttons and buckles, but he wants to be creative. By the time he's a teenager, the Nazis are in power, and he's both repelled by and attracted to the fascist imagery of photographers like Leni Riefenstahl. But he's German-Jewish, immersed in the culture all around him, but also highly restricted and persecuted by government laws. So he works as an apprentice for a woman named Eva, one of the first to use photographs within the fashion industry. But by 1938, he boards a ship with a ticket to Shanghai, gets off in Singapore, and from there to Australia, where he spends 2 years in an internment camp, joins the army, and eventually becomes a fashion photographer. And he marries his life and work partner, June, also known as Alice Springs. His photos become a smash hit in Europe, where they change the whole look of fashion photography. By the 1960s, he's one of the first to use nude models in fashion spreads. At the time, that was unheard of. His images are filled with fear, embarrassment, and the threat of violence. They often include statuesque women with domineering expressions, chiseled features, athletic bodies, and large breasts. Many verge on softcore porn with images of women dominating men. There are also photos of models as victims of violence, swallowed whole by alligators, missing limbs, or brandishing knives. And surprisingly, a series of photos showing the erotic violence of roast chickens. Yep, you heard me. Newton settled into the Chateau Marmont in Hollywood, where he lived for a few decades before he died in an accident, aged 83. So this film looks at his history and his photographs, but takes an unusual tactic. Rather than the narrator intruding in the film, we hear instead from all the women, the actors and models and editors he worked with. Grace Jones, Isabella Rossellini, Catherine Deneuve, Hannah Schugerle, Claudia Schiffer, Marion Faithfull, Anna Wintour, and many, many more. They talk about whether they felt liberated or intimidated or exploited by posing in the nude, for example, what it's like to work with him, and how the final images he produced were often very different from the shooting process itself. Many of them mention how he treated models like puppets, dolls, or mannequins that convey Newton's ideas, but not the models. That's undeniable. But most also say they loved working with him and also like the shocking and subversive images they played a part in. This film mirrors Newton's gaze of women and flips it around by reversing the point of view to that of these women examining Newton and his work, which is a very clever tactic. So if you like the aesthetics of glamorous images, high fashion, and stark nude women's bodies, that also gives a subjective voice to the women he uses as objects, I think you'll love this documentary. Stateless, created by Kate Blanchett. It's the 2000s in a remote detention center somewhere in Australia. High fences stop inmates from escaping while visitors line up to pass through severe security inspections. It's just another day in the life of a prisoner in the carceral system. The problem is, this isn't a prison, or so they say, and the inmates have committed no crimes. They're actually asylum seekers, refugees from around the world who arrive in Australia by boat. One such inmate is Amir, played by Faisal Bazzi, who is separated from his wife and kids. The family fled the Taliban in Afghanistan only to find themselves under the mercy of unscrupulous refugee brokers who steal their savings and send them adrift in leaky boats. He's separated from them, so he manages to reach Australia on his own, but now he's locked up in the detention center and he can't find his beloved family. Another inmate is Eva, played by Yvonne Strahovski. Unlike most of the detainees, she's not a refugee from the developing world. She's white. She's European and just wants to leave Australia for Germany. But she has no papers to prove who she is. That's because she's actually an Australian former flight attendant on the run from a creepy personality cult. The inmates are guarded by people like Cam, played by Jay Courtney, a likable newlywed from a nearby town. With the decent salary he now gets, he can afford a new house and a swimming pool. But after a few months of working in the toxic prison-like atmosphere, he finds himself changing from ordinary guy to sadistic torturer. Then there's Claire, played by Asher Keddy, an ambitious federal civil servant. She's sent there to clean the place up, calm the storm, keep journalists at bay, and restore the center's reputation. But she arrives to find news helicopters filming despondent Sri Lankan Tamil refugees camped out on a rooftop, and others driven near to suicide by the horrible and hopeless conditions there. So what will happen to the refugees? Will Amir ever find his family? Will Eva family find her? Why is a mentally ill Australian woman locked up in a concentration camp? And for that matter, why are asylum seekers at all locked up in the place? So Stateless is a six-part drama based on a true story about actual refugees imprisoned in Australian detention centers, as well as the case, a true case of an Australian woman who ended up in one of the camps by mistake. It's a heart-wrenching TV series with powerful acting and compelling characters played out against an extremely bleak setting and plot. I found it really interesting. I watched it. I wanted to find out what happens, and I binge-watched the whole thing in two sittings. It's a bit strange, though, that except for Amir, the asylum seekers are all peripheral characters, while the three Australian characters, they all have backstories, histories, neuroses, sex lives. I guess that's the point. This isn't about asylum seekers. It's about how some Australians treat them and how other Australians hate that, protest, and fight for their rights. Either way, you might want to check that one out. Stateless is streaming on Netflix. Helmut Newton, The Bad and the Beautiful is playing now on video on demand. This is Daniel Guard the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.